Okay, everyone, lesson today, a big topic, something we all talk about, have tried, have read about, have maybe even seen something about on TV today, something that is just everywhere and, well, everywhere we look these days. Cleanses. What are cleanses? Why do we cleanse? When should we cleanse? How should we cleanse? I get those questions left and right these days. Here's the deal. There is a time and place to cleanse. Many people are surprised when I say that because they think, really? I figured you'd say they were terrible for me, or I figured you would be maybe a big advocate of them. I'm somewhere in the middle with whether or not you should cleanse or not. And that's not because I don't have a firm opinion on it. It's because my firm opinion is somewhere down the middle. And I'm gonna get into the details about it. But first I wanna start with why people cleanse. Advocates of cleansing want people to cleanse because they want people to remove toxins from their bodies. We have toxins in our body from everything from the environment, you know, pollution, to medications we may be taking, to the foods we may be eating. There are things that are built up in our body that we do need to get rid of. Toxins can cause everything from dull skin to acne to just making you tired and lethargic to causing nausea and headaches. Toxins can cause a whole variety of problems. So now you're probably thinking, okay, we have toxins in our body. Toxins do all these terrible things to us. Why would I not want you to cleanse? Here's why. Most people cleanse because they're trying to lose weight fast. Maybe they're going on vacation, or they're getting married, or they've just been eating terribly because it's been tax season and they're an accountant. I mean, there are so many different reasons that people are in ruts or want a quick fix, and they think, okay, I want to cleanse. The problem is that when you cleanse for weight loss, yes, you may lose weight because you're dramatically cutting calories from your diet, but your chances are you're going to gain all that weight right back after you cleanse and also gain back even more weight. Often this leads to not only making you really bummed out. Think about it. You lose weight and then you start eating again and you gain back even more weight. That just makes you more bummed out. So it makes you upset and it causes even more emotional eating. It leads to more yo-yo dieting as well. Also, every time you lose weight and then you gain it back, the next time you go to lose weight, it's even harder for your body to lose weight, making yo-yo dieting even worse. As I already mentioned, cleanses were actually created for people to rid their bodies of toxins, not even for weight loss. People just abuse them, hoping that they will lose weight. Even if you are cleansing with the intention of ridding your body of toxins and it's not for the weight loss benefits, I still don't think you should do it. And this is why. Your liver, your GI tract, and your kidneys are meant to be cleansing every day. You don't need to do a crazy cleanse where you're totally deprived, maybe really cranky because you're not eating a lot, or spending a whole lot of money on all these pills and powders. You just need to go back to the basics a little bit. What should we be eating to begin with? It makes sense, people. Real, whole foods. The problem is that most of us are not eating those foods. But if you are eating the right types of foods, you don't need to worry about doing a cleanse. Again, your GI tract, your kidneys, and your liver will be cleansing on a daily basis. So now that I've told you why I don't think you should cleanse to get rid of toxins and why I don't think you should cleanse for weight loss, I want to tell you why I think you should cleanse. I know that sounds crazy because I just said you shouldn't do it, but like I said, there is a time and a place. So now I'm going to move on to why there is a place to cleanse. But first, let's just talk about the term cleanse itself. Just so you know, there is no real definition of cleanse. It's used now interchangeably with everything from detox diet to kickstart diet. But there's really only one type of cleanse that you should be doing, and that's the one that I'm gonna tell you about now. I think that you should cleanse when you need a little kickstart. Whether you have been just traveling or you've been working a little bit too much and you've been depending on processed packaged foods a little bit more than you want, or maybe you're really ready for an overhaul of your life and you want to make long-term changes, but you just want to do something a little bit more specific so you know exactly what to do. But here's the thing, when I want you to do that, I also want you to have a game plan for after. I don't want you to do it longer than 4 to 7 days. I do want you to eat all real foods. I want you to still eat at least 5 times throughout the day. So the cleanse I'm talking about really refers to eating almost how you should be eating all the time. I just like to give something specific, and you can even refer to the handouts for examples of specific cleanses, because oftentimes yourself or your clients might want something just completely spelled out for them so they don't need to think about what they need to have. Because we all know that sometimes you don't want to have to worry about what you're going to eat. You just want to be focused on, okay, tell me exactly what to eat. There are those times. Of course, the big picture of what I believe in is teaching people the tools and the information to be able to make their own choices and prepare their own food. But every once in a while, people just need very strict structure. So now I've told you that when you do a healthy cleanse, you still need to eat real food. You need to do it for about 4 to 7 days, but really no more than that. You still need to eat consistently throughout the day, about 5 or 6 times. But I haven't told you what you shouldn't eat. Nutritious Life is all about nourishing your body, putting the best foods into your body. And most of those cleanses and detoxes that you've seen out there, well, they deprive your body. They're not giving your body all the best nutrition. They're just hoping that your body's flushing it out by either drinking certain teas or drinking one type of a juice or depriving your body of calories and just depending that you're losing water weight. Well, I'm not all about that. I'm all about you cleansing by putting the best foods in your body. Okay, back to what you should not be eating. When you're cleansing, it's really not much different than how you should be eating all the time. You should be staying away from packaged processed foods. Of course, I mean, I eat packaged foods sometimes. It's impossible to stay completely away from packaged foods, but during your cleanse, I want you to stay completely away. So no packaged processed foods, because we know that packaged processed foods also often have things in them that are actually building up toxins in your body. So no packaged processed foods, no added sugar, and there's also minimal fruit, so only a little bit of natural sugar, but no added sugar, absolutely no artificial sweeteners, but I don't think you should ever have artificial sweeteners anyway. I also want you to toss the salt shaker, and I don't mean toss it onto your food, I mean get rid of it, because salt holds on to water, and there is a little bit of a weight loss benefit when you do a cleanse. You will lose a little bit of weight, but unlike other type of cleanses where you just gain all the weight right back, this is actually going to be long lasting, because this type of a cleanse is going to be the framework, or you could even say the skeleton of what will become your entire diet, which is also something that's really important. When you do something like a cleanse that I'm telling you about that is a healthy form of a cleanse, it really needs to set you up for success later on. So whenever you go to do a real food cleanse like this, you need to have a game plan, a plan of attack for when it ends. And when I have people cleanse, they are really doing what ultimately becomes the base, really the foundation for their everyday long-term diet. So again, get rid of that salt shaker. Also, get rid of the alcohol. You have no room for those extra calories and the extra sugar that often comes along with the alcohol. Plus, alcohol can disrupt your sleep, and I have told you why sleep is so critical to being a healthy person and living your most nutritious life. Okay, now I want to get down and dirty with my favorite cleansing foods. Because by now, you're probably thinking to yourself, you know exactly the type of foods that I want you to cleanse with. I don't want packaged foods, I don't want sugary foods, I don't want refined carbohydrates, I don't want unhealthy fats. So you probably know that I want you to be eating a whole lot of greens, lean protein, and healthy fats. But what are my faves? I got a whole bunch of them. And you can refer to the handouts for a whole long list of them, but here are a few. Artichokes. I love artichokes. One, they're just super fun to eat, but also they're loaded with fiber, which is important for when you're cleansing. You want foods that are loaded with fiber. Also, many of the foods that are loaded with fiber are high in antioxidants, artichokes is one of them. Antioxidants help kill those bad guy free radicals that cause everything in your body, from wrinkles to increasing your risk for heart disease to cancer. So we need to squash those free radicals and eat more antioxidants. And artichokes is one of my favorite ways to do that. I also love celery. Celery is crunchy, so it's very satisfying, but it's also a high water volume food. And you want to think about getting lots of high water volume foods in your diet. When you eat a diet that's loaded with fruits and vegetables and high in water volume, you end up losing more weight. Not only does the water keep you full, but studies show that even when people eat the same calories, the people that have a higher water volume diet lose more weight. Another one of my favorite foods, oregano. You don't really think of it as a food, yes. I love herbs and spices. And oregano has about 4 times the antioxidant power as blueberries. Herbs and spices are one of my favorite ways to up the nutrition in our diets. That's because they're antibacterial and antimicrobial. Also, they have antioxidants, they have fiber, they have virtually no calories, and they're loaded with taste. So skip the salt shaker, add herbs and spices, and take your diet up a big notch. They'll add flavor and satisfaction to your food, and they have all those wonderful nutrition benefits. For a bigger, more complete list, check out the handouts. But let's sum up a few things here. If you want to cleanse, I want you to cleanse the healthy way. I want you to cleanse if you want to give yourself a little bit of a kickstart, because losing a little bit of weight can be motivating, and just cleaning out your body from putting all those bad things in your body every day is good for you, especially when you're setting yourself up with the proper framework for an overall healthy diet. Which leads me to the next point. You have to make sure you're setting yourself up for success after the 4 to 7 days of cleansing. So go for it. Do it for 4 to 7 days. Eat real foods. Foods that are the most nutrient-dense foods as possible, loaded with antioxidants and fiber. Add in lots of herbs and spices. Focus on high water volume foods. Think about getting in lean protein and healthy fats. Go organic whenever you possibly can. Take out all packaged processed foods. Get rid of the salt shaker. No added sugar. Stay away from the alcohol. And also, don't forget, drink tons of water, at least the 8 glasses of water a day, plus 2 cups of green tea. Make sure to sleep a lot, don't overdo the exercising while you are cleansing, and do something good for you. Get a massage or do a facial mask each day, but do something good for you so you feel good about yourself while you're putting the best foods in the body. You will reap even more benefits. Today's lesson is a hot topic, so I don't want to leave you here with this video. So go check out those handouts, and I hope you learned a ton today.